There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Menopause is coming and the men have all left town, but I'm not giving up until I see that baby crown. 39 and single, can someone help me out? He could be bald and bearded, short or tall, funny, smart, love basketball, from gay to straight, black to white, tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need sperm cast.
Hey guys, it's me, Molly Hawkey. I didn't know if you'd recognize my voice because I'm so relaxed. You see, I'm in North Carolina, lying on the beach, reading a trashy novel covered in sunblock. I'm covered in sunblock, not the trashy novel. And it's not really a trashy novel. It's not at all, actually. It's just a book you all told me to read. It's called Motherhood. I'm not really sure how I feel about it, but I'm going to see it through to the end, which I hope is soon, honestly. And while I'm being honest, I guess I'm not really on the beach either. I'm in the basement of a beach house. But my whole family's out on the beach, which is why I need to make this short. Okay, so, the interview you're about to hear is unedited, and there are no cutaways, and I hope you enjoy. Bye-bye. Here with Amanda Lund, your wonderful producer, my wonderful producer, and her wonderful husband, Matt Gorley.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
I saw you on Saturday. We were at a party in your backyard.
Yeah.
And I said, guess what? You're going to be on my podcast next week. Do you remember that?
Quid pro quo.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
come
to my movie, I come to your podcast.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant because I'd been on your podcast before.
Well, that too. Yeah, you have. Yeah. Many of them.
Three. Ooh. Tell me about all your podcasts. Real quick. Come on.
You've been on Super Ego, Pistol Shrimps Radio, and James Bonding. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks. Gosh, I need a couple more to even it out. Or you can be on mine three times.
Okay.
Was that weird when I said that to you at your party?
No.
Okay.
He's seen this. He knew this was coming.
Yeah. You had told me early on, Amanda, that there would probably be a point where this would happen.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been waiting for this moment.
I mean, I have. And I don't know if you've said yet, but Matt and I are married.
Did I not say that?
I don't know if you did.
I think I said your wonderful husband.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Matt's also always around here when Molly and I are recording.
Right.
And so you often get recaps and we discuss.
Yeah. Or I come out of the room bawling.
Or I come into the room bawling.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your cat?
Yeah, Margot. It's really funny the way Molly interacts with Margot.
Look, she
frightens me.
Come here.
Molly doesn't know how to pet a cat.
Really?
I don't. And Margot terrifies me.
Why does she terrify you?
Because she attacks ankles.
I showed her because Margot is...
You're, like, that's at night when she's riled up.
No, but after I pet her, and then she always attacks my ankles. I mean, cats are scary, but it's just like they also feed on fear.
She's also having just eaten in her most like docile...
Oh,
like,
right now?
Pre-nap.
Yeah, she's really chill right now.
No, I just cat sat for Melissa and Martin, and Kitty was wonderful. She's so gentle. But she did bat at my face while I was trying to sleep a couple times.
She was soft paws,
right? Soft paws, but I did feel the nails in there.
semi-hard paws. Yeah, Margo
like,
does
it
that.
It didn't hurt. I didn't get any scratches, but she did love to like sleep on my chest and mostly on my bladder, really.
Oh, yeah, cats always find the wrong spot and then they settle in.
But she was really cute.
Yeah, I love cats.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. I am afraid of them for some reason. It's weird because I am an animal person, but cats kind of just freak me out.
I'm a real cat guy over a dog guy. Does that mean, would that be a factor in you not wanting my sperm?
Yeah, I think we should just stop now.
Just stop now? Okay. I have real cat sperm.
What?
I have real cat sperm.
Ew, gross. Although cats are way more attractive than dogs.
Yeah.
My mother better. Always said there, she said there was a famous photographer that said all women are either cat, they either have cat faces or horse faces.
Wow.
I've got a horse face. All the hockey ladies have horse faces. Look, I like my face, but I don't have like.
Well, I guess if you had to choose.
I guess if I had to choose, I'd be a cat face, but.
Oh, no, but if you had to choose for your face.
Oh, for, yeah, if you have to choose, it's more horse.
I don't because know, actually, your cheeks are very cat-like.
Yeah. Sure, but my eyes are, like, not very big, and I've got, like, larger features. I think that's what that's all about.
I'm probably a horse face, too. You're a cat face.
I have a cat face? I don't know if I do.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Cat face?
Yeah.
I'm 100% cat face.
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Matt, yeah, I think more cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me excited. Maybe that's why Margot and I bond so much.
Yeah.
We have a special relationship.
Yeah. All right. So let's get down to business. I put a tweet out there this morning to my listeners to see if they had any questions for you, Matt and Amanda. And I think they're pretty good. Some pretty good questions. Oh. I just got a Bumble match.
Uh-oh.
Sperm guy. This could be the sperm guy.
I think I'm going to have to cut that part. Damn it, I wasn't going to do any cuts. Oh, that's the other thing, listeners. I'm going to be in North Carolina while you're listening to this, so I'm not going to have time to do any editing. And so this interview is raw, baby.
Whoa, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, so, you better clap if you want to cut that part, though. Now you have to cut that clap.
I have to cut that whole thing.
Oh,
shit.
You have to cut something.
Just don't cut any of it.
Or you can just let the listeners peek behind the curtains for once and see what it's really like here.
Okay, I rejoined Bumble, everybody. I rejoined Bumble.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why were you trying to hide that?
In case somebody was listening, which he's not. He's not listening, you guys. I feel bad.
It's okay, Molly. Yeah. I promise you it's fine.
Yeah, he understands.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's find my questions from Twitter. For all of my, how many Twitter followers do I have on Spermcast? Wow, 56. But hey, you guys are listening because I got some questions.
I know, that's great. 56 yeah. Very active, excited
yeah.
followers.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Our first question is, what are Amanda's sizes?
No, I'm not answering that. Okay, I'm... It depends on what store, but I'd say a 27 pant Ooh. And a small shirt.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
That's nice.
Size 8.5 shoe.
And Matt?
I'm between, believe it, I'm about a 30 waist.
Wow.
Sometimes a 29. Wow. Not right now.
Wow.
And
trim guy.
And a 36.
But you're not
regular
too skinny.
Suit.
You don't look too skinny.
Well, that's because I'm not. I'm probably like a 31 now because I'm a little.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant you don't look like a skinny frail guy.
I used to be really skinny.
Oh, he was one of those skinny like teens.
Yeah.
So you've got a high metabolism.
Yeah, and I think the reason I may come across as what may look like I'm relatively in shape is not, in fact, that I'm in shape. It's that I started really skinny and I'm a little heavy for me.
Wow.
So okay. I need to keep it at this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. I like a kid with good metabolism.
Yeah. I think he's always been very thin. And if this right now is the biggest you've ever been, and he just naturally
really?
Has yeah. like a good physique and Damn. Like has muscle definition and you don't weightlift or anything.
No, but when I was, I think I was 31 or 32, I was down to like 123 pounds at one point.
Wow. That's I've tiny. Never been that little.
Yeah. I was not eating at that time.
Yeah. You're also not a big eater.
Oh. No, though I'm becoming one.
Yeah. Cause of my influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's just the type of person who doesn't need three meals a day. Like he'll kind of go without eating for, you know.
Well, that's good. Because that means I won't have to spend days. Too much on food for my kid.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Gorlies come cheap. It's not, no pun intended.
Okay. Let's see. Let's have another question.
I just got that. Did you get it? He said, Gorlies come cheap.
Ew,
and then he said,
gross.
No pun intended.
But I didn't mean that. I only heard it after. I wouldn't make that downtown
that's not,
and day
that's
class
not the kind
A
of guy
joke.
Is.
That's not
present.
A Gorlie joke.
Excuse me. Oh, gosh. Now that I'm not editing, everybody's going to hear how much I cough in all these episodes. Oh,
you have to just embrace it.
Do you edit out coughs for things?
I do. I'm obsessive.
Yeah.
This is a practice in letting go, which tell me, I believe I'm not a mother, but I think that's a good lesson for motherhood.
Yeah.
You can't control everything.
You're so that's wise true. Beyond your years.
That's I know.
True. She is.
Very wise.
Yeah. Wow. You guys, I love these two people so much.
Oh, Molly.
Molly.
I love you too. That's
You're
very
just
sweet.
So aspirational to me.
Oh, come
that's
on.
Nice.
As a couple, as human beings.
But do you know that means a lot? Because I think so highly of you that to hear someone say that. No, it's true.
I agree. And I love Molly because you're such a fun friend. We can all hang out, the three of us.
Yeah.
Like I loved when we lived at our old apartment when Molly would come over every Monday night and we'd like make tacos and watch The Bachelor. The Bachelor,
right?
It's just
the three
so
of
fun.
Us. Yeah.
Well, you guys don't watch The Bachelor anymore.
No.
Okay, come on. Let's get back to work.
Okay.
Cough, cough. Okay.
Cough, cough.
Cough, cough. Okay. Let's see. Okay. No question suggestions, but I hope Margot will weigh in. That's from Elizabeth C.
She's already come in with her presence, but she's not in a talking mood after she eats. She likes to go on a food nap.
Ooh, here, I like this one. I'm sorry, Matt, I wasn't listening.
I thought I wasn't saying anything of worth.
From Jessica Feiss Hill.
I know who she is. She's great. In fact, she has amazing cat photography on her Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to look you up, Jessica. This one says, could part of the deal be sperm and he'd be responsible for designing the nursery?
Now you're convincing me.
So, Matt, what would your dream nursery be?
For me or for a baby?
Well, for a baby.
You don't need a nursery.
What would you do with the nursery?
I thought you meant like if I was being raised again.
Oh, no. I meant if you were designing one for a child.
Man. Didn't we talk about this once and we had an idea? And but I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
But I wouldn't want to steal ideas from your baby nursery.
I can't remember. I'm trying to think. Like, I wouldn't want to do any of my tastes for the child. So you wouldn't find me doing some kind of like James Bond thing or something. But maybe like a science or space kind of thing, so that the child could, you know, have an interest in the planets and the stars and science. That would be fascinating in a kind of childlike way, you know, friendly sort of way.
Yeah, space would be cool.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, we were in here with Carl Tart, and Carl kept commenting on how beautiful this studio is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And he just wouldn't stop. I mean, come on, Carl. Get it together.
No, keep going, Carl. I love Carl.
Matt has the most wonderful taste, and he is very skilled with carpentry and just their whole house is absolutely beautiful, and that's why that question was asked about the nursery.
Yeah.
But you're so creative, and Amanda said that you have a master's in what?
I have a bachelor's in scenic design. That's where all this comes from, and then a master's in acting.
For some reason, I was telling people you had a master's in scenic design, but
it's the other way around. But
right.
It doesn't matter because they were from Cal State Long Beach. They're relatively worthless
shade.
On the market.
Wait, I just realized that scenic design means more for like film and TV rather than
theater.
But that's what I meant, like not for scenic design.
Oh, no, not like interior design. Okay. No, but you learn a lot of that, but you just kind of learn a disposable version of it that is meant to last 2 weeks.
Is this house sort of disposable?
I'm partially worried. No, actually, you know, I say that as a joke, but I think I've actually made everything in here stronger than it would normally be for typical interior standards because I'm so afraid that things aren't going to stay.
These walls are just flats and they can move. They can move out and we bring other
flats
in.
We had a new front door put in, and when they were trying to take apart part of the door jamb, I could hear them really pissed. They're like, this motherfucker put screws in this thing. Instead of, you're supposed to just put nails, but there was a part that was I was unsure of.
Did they really say fucker?
I don't know if they said it at that point, but they didn't know it was me. They didn't know I had done it. And they were cursing the fact that there were screws in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. And, you know, I try to make a lot of things. I grew up on this farm. I've seen my dad make a ton of stuff. He loves woodwork. And everything I make falls apart or bends or is completely wrong. So I need a real lesson because I do love carpentry, but I...
It's all about learning weird little tricks. It's not really... like
Nothing ever lines up.
Yeah, that's...
God, it's much like my life.
I know.
Well, I'm thinking now you guys would have a really handy baby.
Yeah. I think it's that things don't line up, but like life, you have to fudge them.
Okay, I do a lot of fudging.
Me too.
This podcast is a big fudge.
Yeah. There's fudging in here if you look closely.
So much fudge.
Yeah. I'd eat some
welcome
fudge
to Fudge right Town.
Okay, so your nursery would have something like that. But would you at least give me some advice on my nursery?
Of course I would.
Now, would you design your baby if Molly had used your sperm to have a baby?
I don't
want to
put
you
that pressure on.
Oh, of course I would. See, that's the problem I think we're going to get into with my
You'd
dilemma with this.
Be involved more. Well, you can be involved, but
when do we talk? Do you want me to save that?
Or? Yeah, we'll save it. Okay. We'll save it because we're going to get into that when we're more serious in hour four. but can I just say something about my own nursery? Or
yeah,
not mine, but
please.
What I would imagine. I don't have a vision of the nursery, but I want it to be gender neutral. Mm. I really
yeah, me
don't
too.
Like gender
I'm the same
stuff.
Way. Do
it
you
really
consider
bothers me.
Space
I don't...
I've considered gender neutral.
No,
right?
Yeah. Science is for boys.
Yeah.
That's what I... Yeah, but in my... When I was growing up, that wouldn't have been a thing for girls.
Yeah.
That would have been
course.
Solely
I mean,
for boys.
I actually
sci-fi.
Think even still that would be considered more of a boy...
Yeah absolutely. Mostly just because it's sort of blue.
Yeah.
I hate... Okay, I don't want to offend anyone, but gender reveal parties.
Oh, God. I've never been to one of you.
No, but I just see them on Instagram.
How do you feel about
Facebook.
Gender conceal parties?
Yeah, I'm all... Where you post photos of the baby but blur out its genitals.
Yeah, that's cute. yeah, I, you know, if I will have a baby shower when this all goes down, but I'm telling you all right now, do not get me anything that is gender specific, or don't get the baby anything gender specific. It
I'm
really
with
bothers
you on that,
100%.
But you're okay with like pink and blue and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you just
but,
don't want it to say like I'm a girl.
Right, but if it's a girl and I get a shit ton of pink shit, I'm gonna be so annoyed. Also. Okay, we can't really get into this because there's a lot of things I don't want. I don't
I'm,
want
I'm
you.
Curious.
Okay,
I'm
great. I would love used clothing, mostly, if not only. If you're going to buy me something, please make sure it's organic cotton. And I'm not going to be upset if there's a couple, you know, thing like a couple onesies that are all packaged up in a bunch of plastic. But like, I just see so much waste at baby showers. And hey, baby showers I've been to, moms, I love you.
She hates you.
I don't know. I just don't. It's really hard for me because I do struggle with environmental stuff.
Well, we'll
so
do
much.
Something unique for your baby shower,
yeah.
And you can have a registry from some store you trust.
But I would like. I'm happy with used clothing,
especially
all
for a
that
baby.
Waste.
Yeah.
I just don't want the waste.
I totally agree, especially about the gender neutral thing, and not as a principle, but just like we've been through this before when we've met with people who might be doing some work on the house or something, and they say things like, you know, and they'll just talk to her about the kitchen.
Ugh. And it's truly insane. Or any design aspect, they just talk to me and I'm like, he does all that. So yeah. You should be talking to Matt right now.
But they also will say things like, you know, while you're in there cooking and you're watching the big game.
Stop.
And I
seriously.
I'm like, I don't watch sports. I don't care about sports. I mean,
except for the World Cup.
That's true. I really do like the World Cup. But also when we were getting married, they were always saying things like they would only refer to her on certain things. Never me. They would never look me. And we had a pretty even hand in our marriage and stuff. And because I think that's something we bond over is like working on the house and like.
Yeah. Well, Matt definitely has an interest in that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, I love it. I really love it. And I really don't respond well to that kind of like you're a guy so you're gonna be watching football, like that kind of advertising and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's garbage.
No,
yeah.
You're gonna be watching James Bond while I'm in the kitchen cooking. I do, and I love to cook.
Yeah. All right, where was I complaining about gender
oh
stuff?
Yeah, you were yeah, on yeah. your tirade about yeah. used baby clothes.
Yeah. I'll take a used carriage. I'll take a used stroller. I will take a used crib. I will get new, mattresses probably, unless your baby.
How many mattresses do you need?
I need about 17.
She could have just covered the floor.
Princess and the Pea?
I don't know what that means.
What? You've never heard of Princess and the Pea?
Gosh, have I?
It's a fairy tale.
Is
where...
Is it new or old?
Old.
Very
and
old.
I have no excuse.
But there's a musical. What's the musical?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a musical based on The Princess and the Pea. It might even be called that. What is it called?
I don't know.
Okay, you tell her
what
it is.
Are you thinking of Wicked?
No.
Sorry.
What's Princess and the Pea?
It's basically, it's something we're like to try and figure out if a woman is really the princess or something. They stack a bunch of mattresses up and put a pea under one of them. And if she wakes up, I'm getting this wrong, but if she wakes up and she's like, oh, that was the worst sleep of my life because of that pea, they know she's a princess.
Oh my God.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
She sounds like a princess.
Once Upon a Mattress.
What'd you say?
Once Upon a Mattress. That's the musical.
Oh.
I got a lot of those details wrong, but someone will correct me, I'm sure.
One of my 56 Twitter followers?
Yeah.
Back to Twitter. Okay. Let's see. Assuming they want... Oh, and this is... Oh, no, it's the same. It's the same person. Okay, Jessica, again. Assuming they want kids in their future, would Matt donating now before having his own kids with Amanda make the decision easier or harder? In other words, would it be easier to donate knowing your family is complete before helping others out?
Yeah, it'd be harder.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not... No offense to you, but like that our first child wasn't ours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
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 And especially because Molly and I kind of look alike.
Yeah, so this is something that Amanda's talked to me before about.
I just think the baby would look like Matt and I's baby, especially if we had kids, they would look so similar. Yeah. Not, I don't feel any which way about that.
Would be a horse face and yours would be a cat.
That's true.
And my face is somewhere in between, so it'd probably go full horse for you and full cat for you.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't look that much alike. But yeah, I mean, I can imagine now that it would be much harder to do that now rather than it would be for me to be a surrogate before ever having a baby of my own would be a difficult thing.
Or, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you feel, Matt, like if you did give sperm before we had kids, like you think you would be super invested in that?
Well, I think I would be super invested either way. But I think the most difficult part would be the experience of having your first child. I would be slightly removed from that, and it would feel like this kind of like 50-50 version of what I have imagined, like if we were to have a kid, going through that whole process, going to classes, going to...
And you don't think you could just disconnect and be like, I gave this to Molly and now it's completely out of my hands?
I think I could until the child was born, and then I think that I, knowing me, get very attached to, like, look how I am with the cat. And I would imagine that I would feel the, like, really strong desire to be involved with that kid, that I would see that it was my child. And that would be like something I know that would happen. Even if I don't feel it in my bones right now, I know myself well enough to know that I would know I had a kid out there and want to help and see it and be with it, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Let's say I had a man and I had sperm, but I something was wrong with my eggs. And this is a question for you, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Would you consider donating eggs to me?
I think I would consider it, yeah.
And now would you feel the same first child thing? Because I feel like I don't want to answer before you do. Doesn't it seem different for some reason?
I don't think I would feel that endeared. I think I would. Yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily feel what Matt
really
was,
but it would be
saying.
Your eggs, and it would be who it would be, not my sperm.
It maybe it's because there's no man in my situation where you would feel like there's a void that you need to fill.
Even if there was a man, no.
What was the last thing you just said? you were gonna ask.
It was question. If it's her eggs. Let me make sure I have this right.
Yeah.
But not my sperm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be half your child.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think also for me, because you carried the baby, and for, I think the way I imagine having a child is being pregnant and it coming out of my body.
Yeah.
That I would just not feel like that's my child. I would think like that's my biological child, but
that's
Molly grew that thing inside of her.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I feel that way because that's the most I can ever do is just contribute sperm.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before. If I could carry a baby, I would.
Yeah. I love that about you. I love.
Oh, I would kill too. Yeah. I really would. I think so
that's
jealous.
Amazing.
I feel like.
I wish you could. I would let you do that.
I don't mean to discount the labor and the extreme taxing process that it goes through, but the fact that you guys get to do that is incredible.
Yeah. I think it's pretty magical. And Amanda, that's not something that you feel like. Super that you really, really need to do.
I think it'll be fun to be pregnant. I'm looking for, I know that maybe I'll hate it, but I think it'll be interesting and I think I'll like it. But I'm not like aching to like be fat.
That's another part. All of it I sort of look forward to. I want to be juniored.
And in some ways I do think that sounds fun too. Just as almost like a liberation from my waistline. It's not something that I want a baby. I don't know. It's difficult because I do want to experience being pregnant. It's just hard right now because with work and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it, but I'm trying to just, they always say there's no, you know, good time to really do it. So, but honestly, if Matt.
But I people say that all the time, but I keep saying like there's good times and bad. There's better times than other times.
I know, but it's hard when you feel that kind of ticking clock.
Yeah.
But is it once it happens, it's like it's moot whether it's a better or a worse time. It is now happening, so you make the best of it.
Yeah. But I would definitely, if Matt wanted to have a baby right now and he could carry it, I'd be like, let's do it. Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
I would 100% do that right now. I would be.
Now, let's say if you could do that, but you were the first man able to do that.
Yeah.
Would you do it 100%. As being a total freak?
But wouldn't it be
100%?
You would?
Oh, absolutely.
And you'd go out into the world proud. And just explain?
Oh, I'd be proud. I would be like, I feel like I'd be like Neil Armstrong or like, you know, Yuri Gagarin.
I'm trying to really wrap my head around this. And you know how they, like, some men are like freaked out by pregnancy and like not attracted to pregnant women. And some men are very attracted to pregnant women. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I would, what it would be like to have Matt being pregnant.
I think you'd love it. I think you'd love it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what am I going
to
be?
Oh, no. I'm wondering if my husband is the first man to bear a child.
Would you be attracted to him?
You probably wouldn't.
I don't know. I think I'd be like really happy and excited, but I just wonder like, I guess a lot of men have a big pot belly anyway, and I don't necessarily find that unattractive.
Yeah.
It would just be like a beer belly.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering like the first time through, especially what would be the problem with hormones and pheromones and things like that?
Yeah,
like,
would you be pumped full of estrogen? And then Amanda would smell that and she'd be like, turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you probably, the fact that I don't like to watch football is already a turn off.
But you're a carpenter.
I'm kidding. You're a carpenter. It's fine.
As long as I have one manly aspect.
I love that, Matt. That you want to experience that. Cause that's how I feel. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Maybe in,
ain't going to happen in my life. I'll probably never get to space or have a baby.
You might never say never.
I could have a space baby like in 2001.
Yes.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
No, I wish for that.
Let me see if there's more questions here.
I want to be a space baby.
Those are all the Twitter ones. There's another one on Instagram. Let's see. Hold on. How do you think it would change? It's gone. Hold on.
Is it a disappearing message?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Let's see. How do you think it would change? This is from Lisa Elisa.
And
no,
the cult
this
champ?
Elisa. What?
And the cult champ?
I don't have my glasses on.
Oh.
I don't know what that reference is.
Lisa Elisa and the cult champ.
Elisa Elisa.
And the band. It was a band.
Yeah. How do you think it would change the dynamic of your relationship between the three of you? And bonus question, would you like to see the baby carry on the basketball torch or the Shrimps radio host torch?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that to me is whatever the baby wanted to do. I'd be proud either way.
I don't know if a lot of my listeners know that I play basketball.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Molly and I are on a team called the Pistol Shrimps, a women's rec league team.
Yeah. We're ballers.
Yeah.
And we're world famous.
Check out our documentary on Starz. And Matt has a podcast where he calls our games a la Sportcasters.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's called Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Right. And like we've talked about, I don't know anything about sports, so we just make it up as we go along.
Okay, I know I wasn't supposed to do any cutaways in this episode, but we had a little malfunction in the thingy dingy and the interview cut out for a minute. So I think we even lost a little chunk. Anyway, who cares? Here's the next part of the interview.
Okay, we're back.
Oh.
Let me just see where we... I think...
Hi.
Kitty's here. I had asked if it was about giving sperm or like it and us like feeling... like we wanted to be involved or help if you ever needed anything or.
Yeah. And I was saying I wouldn't want
to, I wouldn't want you to feel obligated to help me take care of the baby or after I give birth to come and stay at my house for any period of time
and
or something.
Is that because you wouldn't want that?
I would want that.
See, yeah. I would be, but I would feel want bad. It too.
Okay. But I would feel like for me, I would be like, it's hard to really know. It's so far off from anything I've really experienced, like not having kids of my own. Did she bite you?
No, I was just like, wait, I'm not supposed to. I don't know how to pet her.
No, you
I started
got
to scratch
it.
Her and then I got
She's
scared.
Going on Matt's lap.
See, sorry, I just interrupted what you
no,
were saying.
No, I'm just saying I might be naive because I haven't had a kid. Mm-hmm. And I honestly haven't really been around a lot of kids. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have any younger siblings. But in my mind, I think I would want to be involved and help out, like, you know, and be probably.
I think there's a part of me that's afraid of. Like, I like, you guys would be ideal. You guys, it's weird. But I'm scared that I would want more attention from you than I would from strangers because you are so close to me. And then I'm scared that I would resent you for not giving me that help.
When you mean attention, what do you mean?
Like
financial or time?
No, I don't mean financial. Just time, I guess. But I don't want to see. That's the thing. I don't want to. Well, I've never considered asking for sperm from somebody that I would want attention from. But like a lot of the times when people have a newborn baby, they come home and they need help for a week or a month. And I don't know if my mom will. I think, you know what, I would want your attention, whoever was the donor, honestly.
Right.
I think I've got, like, I think I, you're a really, for me, you're such a close friend to me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing it without that. And that's why it's a way more difficult decision. If it were a decision where I'm just giving you sperm and then that's it.
Right.
That is what it is. Yeah. But well, I can't imagine not, knowing that I have a kid that lives 10 minutes away. And is just there without me would feel like when Margo just came and sat on my lap and my heart goes to pieces. And I wouldn't be able to know that a daughter or son or whatever of mine was out there without.
But what
being
if
involved.
Molly lived like on the East Coast or something? Would that change it?
No, it's almost harder that I know you because then I feel like I could. I already have a connection to you and then would have a connection to this child. And it would feel worse knowing I wasn't utilizing that I wasn't reaching out, that I wasn't a part of that kid's life.
But you could let Matt be like a fun uncle.
Right. I love
but
a fun uncle.
Could I handle that? I don't know, Matt I don't know that. If I could.
You would keep being like, I'm your dad.
God. I would single white female the
you
child.
You guys, and I, you know, I wouldn't allow you to say the dad thing. I wouldn't allow you to say, like, I'm your dad because there's like, presumed parentage. The whole contract, the sperm donor contract can be nullified if the child knows their donor as their dad. And the dad, they can say, this is my child. And
Well, see, that would be tough.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Interesting.
So you would have to be the dad.
A dad.
Should I leave?
Oh my God.
I think I would need to be a dad. Well, the only way I would be able to do this is with the full understanding that we can't just act like this isn't also my kid, you know? Like, and I don't mean like I would have the say or anything. It's like your kid. I just mean like emotionally, physically, I know I have a kid out there. So to not be able to use the words dad and kid would be tough, you know? So that's probably a deal breaker for you.
I think it's, well, yeah, probably. If I was a man and a woman.
Whoa, where's this coming?
I just think that Amanda feels more able to give eggs then you feel able to give sperm. And I think that's because I am a woman and I am the mom, and mm-hmm. you couldn't replace me. But I feel like because there's a void where I am not of the father, uh-huh. that you feel like that presence is not only allowed, but needed. And I know it's coming from, for you, I know it's coming from a place of,
it's needed for me. For I am you, not one I of know. Those people that thinks, oh God, you've got to have a mother. I was essentially raised by a single mother.
If I had a man in the picture who was going to be the dad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you step off a little, like detach more? I don't mean step off.
But you wouldn't then assume that you would also be called dad.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't why not? It's detached? 2018. I grew up with four parents. I understood the difference. We had step terms and stuff like that. Oh. But I don't see any problem that a kid couldn't go, oh, this is my birth dad and this is my dad or whatever. Like, you know, I don't see that okay. as a real problem for me, but I would understand if it is for you.
I'm honestly, I know you're trying to get me to say that I don't think it's a good idea, but I actually don't think it's that bad of an idea. I mean, for you to be involved, my only fear in that case would be that you would feel like you have the power in the...
Yeah.
That you have control over any aspect of the child's right. life.
Yeah, like, what if Molly was doing something you didn't agree with?
Right. Like, what if like you for some reason like got the kid into heavy evangelical Christianity?
Right.
That would be a huge problem for me.
Yeah.
And but would you? What could you do?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about this. What could I do? I don't.
You
know.
You couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I would. I would have to figure out that presumed parentage law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why ultimately this isn't for me. Not because I feel like I've got to tell you how to raise your kids. It would just be more like I. But the other thing is that you're someone that I know are a lot for the most part are tastes and opinions and worldviews align. So there would probably be some minor differences, and I would never quibble over a minor difference. It would be something, some major life thing that would be difficult for me to see happening to a kid of mine, I think. But I wouldn't foresee that with you.
Do you think you'd feel different if it was Molly, a woman who was having a kid alone, if there was like a couple who the man's sperm wasn't working, asked you for your sperm?
I don't really see a difference. I think the thing is, it's less about who they are. Or what the situation is. That's less important to me. What's most important to me is I'm trying to predict how I would feel knowing I had a kid out there that is not with me day to day in my home as my child. That would be difficult.
Yeah.
I guess the way I think about it, and I don't know if I were a guy, if I'd feel differently, but when I think of like giving my eggs to someone, like I think of it as like a true like selfless gift or an act of like kindness.
Yeah, I see that.
And part of that is letting go after the fact. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like kind of what is beautiful about like doing that for someone.
I agree. Yeah. In fact, I come from a place of starting there, but I'm trying to pragmatically think ahead about when it really happens. I would be able to control myself and not get involved, but I do think I would be sad. You know, I would be sad that I had a kid that I was not involved in their life. It makes me sad to think right now. Like, I don't know when you and I got together and then when we got married and moved in together, something clicked in me that I had never felt. And that was like this sense of family and home and protectiveness. And like, it's just, I don't know if it's like the equivalent of like a biological clock ticking for women or something, but I feel this desire to nest and to know that there's a piece of my biology out there that isn't part of our family would be somehow, I don't know if that's selfish or not, but it feels like it would be emotionally difficult. But then helping would feel wonderful too. So I just can't predict how I would actually feel the minute I saw that child. I'm afraid I'd see that child and go, oh, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you now imagine you had your own child already, a lot easier.
Possibly, especially if it's a shithead.
Yeah, you'd be like,
and then you guys would want to trade.
I'd give you this. Here's one. It's already done. Take it.
Well, that's something that would be interesting if we did have our own kids. I think it would be cool for them to have a relationship with their kid.
See, that would be another thing I would hope
we would be
would
competing
happen.
To see whose kid was cooler, because we would know that it was whether
it was us.
You and I. Yeah.
Yeah. My kid doesn't have allergies.
Maybe what we should do is you both get pregnant and then mix the kids up at birth lit on purpose so we don't know whose is who.
Oh.
Well, one's a horse and one's a cat.
Yeah,
so
we'll
know
right
know.
Away as soon as they're born. Wouldn't that be fun, though, Amanda, to be pregnant at the same time?
Yeah, it would be really fun.
That'd be fun. Do you guys, if this is too personal, that's fine, but I know you're planning on having kids one day, but are you already trying or anything like that, or... Is that something you don't want to talk about?
No, I mean, I think we want to have kids. It's just a matter of like when. I also haven't really looked into it that much as far as like I'm starting.
How it happens.
What the process is. I guess it's like we're not like trying.
Well, we went through a period where we were okay if it happened. We weren't actively trying. And then we have a wedding to go out of country. And so now we are in a demilitarized zone of do not get pregnant because we can't go to this
wedding.
Because
I really want to go to Thailand.
Oh, right. And that's in a year.
And so I think we have like a 2-month window said that then we start actively trying or.
I don't know. It's just like such a not in the forefront. It's something I know I want and I'm, you know, sooner rather than later. But I'm also like.
That's
a
where
lot
we're
of
pretty
projects
lined up.
Going on yeah, right now that I'm like.
I mean, this podcast for you is really
a time suck.
I'm that way too. I feel very confident that I want kids and I look forward to it. But I've still never seen the day where I'm like, now, here we go, now.
Well, you guys, you know what they active. Say, there's never a right time.
I know. But I'm also older and I'm going to be an old dad already.
That's what I think about. And that's, even though you're very youthful, like that is, and also, I mean, we're basically the same age as far as like childbearing. Like I'm in my 30s. Like that's the time, if you're going to just like do it and do it easier rather than harder.
Yeah.
It's like now is the time. Yeah. So.
Well, Matt, you're the age... You're a year younger than my dad was when he had me.
Well, I love what your dad's doing. I love your parents. And if that's how things could go.
And you guys have the same age difference than my mom and dad.
Yeah, that's inspiring because your parents are great.
Thanks.
Yeah, and your dad is very spry.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
87. Can you believe
it? It's incredible.
It's so crazy to me.
I also still feel like, because we have not really actively tried to have a child.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I just somehow default thinking... it may not happen.
Right.
Well, and that's the other thing is like, you don't, unless you're like a 16-year-old, you don't just like get pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you have sex once. Yeah. Like you have to actively be trying. And then I start to wonder like, what if it didn't happen for us? Like, would we be the type to like go to like extensive means to make it happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or would we just surrender and adopt?
I would like to adopt. I've always said I want to have one and adopt one. And then they, you know, it kind of cancels each other out as far as carbon footprint.
Hey, that's nice. That's nice.
But I mean, I don't know how I'm going to feel once I have one. I might be like, got to have my own.
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine.
I know. It's hard. I can't imagine that you know how you're going to feel until you feel it. Right?
And also like, I don't know, maybe if Molly, you feel this way. That I like our life so much right now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's so nice. We like have all these great friends and we have our families and we, you know, both have offices at home and it's just like a nice life. Like we finally got the cat under control. And
that's not a joke. I mean, it was a real issue.
She's a bad kitty. But
you guys told me that when I showed up here today, you were cleaning up her pee.
Yeah, well, that wasn't she's bad. She's still really
not
bad.
Her pee.
I am kind of like, I'm scared to mess with a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm now that this is awful, but now that Benny has passed away, I'm sleeping through the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've never for 15 years slept through the night. I'm getting sleep. And now if I, you know, have a baby. That's not going to happen again for another 20 years.
And did you mind it when you had Benny?
Yeah.
But would you trade it?
No.
There you go.
Yeah, no. I think that's the thing.
The thing that I keep going to is also a certain amount of people in our wider friend circles that have kids fair amount of them have said, do not do it. A fair amount of them have said, are you kidding? It's amazing. And I have to say, like, as objectively as I can, looking at the people that say what they say, the people that say do it are the people that I kind of already, children aside, admire their outlook and the way they do things. Mm. And the people that have said that don't do it, I wonder, sometimes I've questioned their choices a little bit. And I don't mean that in a judgmental way, but just like, that doesn't surprise me that you don't like having a kid, because maybe perhaps, you know, they were often under circumstances that weren't probably well thought out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems to me that certain people may be better suited for it. And
Well, I guess my another question would be, Matt, what are things that you are excited to pass on to a child and things that you're scared to pass on to a child?
Wow. I've never thought about that. Like traits of my own that I would be excited. Well, excited as a kid, I was very curious and I could take care of myself. And I don't mean like feed myself. Mm-hmm. I meant like just entertain myself and take things apart, put them back together, play, go into just, I could just handle my time. And I would love to pass that on so that when we actually do spend time together, it's kind of like we're both, I had a lot of interests, you know. I wasn't really a bored child, or if I would find something to do. So I look forward like crazy to playing with a child of mine, you know, and like getting into what they want to get into. And like, if they're into something, then building that with them and building things and stuff. And like, that excites me to no end. What I don't want to pass on would be, my family is carries a chain of anxiety that I would love to not pass on.
That's a big one for me. Yeah. Actually, do you have anxiety disorder?
Yeah. I don't, I've never been diagnosed with a disorder. I've had two periods in my life where both of them were circumstantial. Mm. So I think I have a susceptibility to it. I don't carry it with me normally.
Did you have panic attacks in that period?
I got close. I've never had a panic attack, but I had not chronic, but like, what's the word?
Social anxiety.
Oh, I have social anxiety. Okay. That I do have. I have mildly and chronically.
Oh.
Yeah. But actual anxiety because of a family situation and a relationship situation in the past where it flared up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I dealt with it through therapy and medication and then, you know, it's only been twice, but
And that does sort of run in the family a little bit.
Just found out. I didn't realize that. Mm. Yeah. I just found out that I thought there was nothing like that in the family, and then found out two close members of my family deal with actually more.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I used to have panic attacks, and all of my brothers have had panic attacks.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I don't want to put a kid through that because it's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
But then I dealt with it through, I mean, I think that one of my brothers and I were the two that really experienced it for like a long period of time. We both were medicated and had therapy and stuff like that. The other ones just had circumstantial, I think, panic attacks, I guess. I don't know what they experienced really, but one of them and I struggled with it for a long period of time.
Do you have social anxiety?
No, not really.
No.
It was just these acute attacks.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm just trying to think if how heritable panic disorder is.
Yeah, I wonder, especially because
it seems like in my case it is. I mean, I have no proof of that, but just circumstantially with who has it.
Do some people not have anxiety?
That's the other thing, is this is not like heavy anxiety except for the two situations. So I'm wondering if it's just, it's hard to know.
Wasn't it just sometimes like life is really hard?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know where the line is.
But I don't know. Well, you said there's something going on in the family.
Yeah.
That you think that is.
We had a health crisis in the family, and it was too much for a lot of people in the family to take for various reasons.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't the only one going through this in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just have a susceptibility to it that when certain things arise,
Prefaced? What's the other word? Right before my panic disorder started. What do you call that period?
Doesn't matter. Right before that, I was drinking heavily. So that really lowers your serotonin. It was my first year of college. I drank three or four nights a week, would get blackout drunk.
For me too.
Alcohol and serotonin are like, it just completely depletes your serotonin, and then lack of serotonin is what causes panic attacks.
Interesting.
But I think that I ended up having panic attacks because of a genetic predisposition to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was triggered at the end of that year. It was triggered by an event where my boyfriend at the time got jumped by 20 guys.
Oh my God.
And then 2 weeks later, I had my first panic attack and I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was tripping. I thought I was having a flashback to a bad mushroom trip.
Wow.
And anywho, what, so why?
Well, I'm just curious also,
you know what, Amanda, I didn't really get your opinion on any of this.
Yeah.
because when I first started this, you were like, oh, you should take Matt's sperm. And you were you so did? Excited about
yeah,
it.
I've been offering it to a lot of people.
Oh, jeez.
But then a later conversation, you were like, no, you can't do that. We can't do that. Nope. I can't have that.
I honestly am torn. Like, I think at the end of the day,
I'm torn too. Yeah.
I would, it would be Matt's choice, although I feel like it's something we would definitely make as a couple.
Oh, that's something, yeah, I've neglected to say. It would also have to be okay with you.
I think it would just be hard not having our own kids yet. I can't even imagine it. But I like the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is difficult for me to really imagine doing it.
Yeah, same. Yeah, in theory, 100%. In reality, it's way too complicated.
Yeah, I think it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But I also think that if I really needed it, for some reason needed your sperm, Matt, tell me what you would do
in that
scenario.
If
there was some reason where I needed your sperm and you were the only one that could, like it proved somehow that your sperm was the only sperm that worked with my egg, and I needed this to fulfill this dream of mine.
Yeah.
I feel like you would probably do that because...
I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really need your sperm. I could just not. I could find somebody else's sperm. But your sperm would be great.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's never been tested.
That's right.
You could also let us have a kid first and like take a close look and be like, is this something I'm interested in?
Yeah. Well, you guys would have to get on it. Oh, and then I was thinking, if you guys were ever having trouble having a baby or carrying a baby, that I would love to carry your baby.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah, oh, that's nice, interesting.
But then there's still the question of, and I think it would be fine, I think. But the question of doing that without having my own baby first. But I feel like if I knew it was to you guys, I think I'd be fine with it.
And then you could have a relationship with the kid.
Yeah, but I don't even feel like I would need... I mean, I would, sure.
We haven't even gotten into the fact that I've only recently come around to really feeling like I want to have a kid because of the way the world is, too. There was a long period where
that.
I just felt like, I don't know how much time we have, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound like defeatist and conspiratorial and all that. I just... It's not that. It's just like the world is... bonkers right now, specifically right now, and I almost feel like I want to at least see this 4 years through and know that things are gonna
be
stabilized at least in some way. But
I hear that. But
after
talking
to Amanda for a while, it was
if we make the nursery science themed, maybe with some like elements of like global warming. It's like from a very young age, the kid can be thinking of ways to fix this.
Yeah, the kid could save the world.
Yeah, that's what my hopes are. Is that too much pressure? I don't know. The more I think about it,
as long as
they're
a positive force, like they skew on the positive side, that's a win.
You know? I think it might be interesting if Matt and I had our own kids. I think that would make a big difference because I would be like, give Molly your sperm. Like we can all hang out together. Like, not like we're going to co-parent, but just like that will be fun. Like to be like, well, we already have kids and we're leading a lifestyle that's like conducive to children. So if Molly needs to drop the kid off and run to an audition, like that's great. Like, who cares? There's already kids here. But because we don't have kids, I think it's harder for me to imagine. But I would like to think that it's something that we would be open to.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Matt, there's one thing that I do in every episode. Well, the first thing is, what is your favorite cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Cool, cool, cool. That was mine, one of mine when I was a kid. But that's not the real thing I do. The other thing that I do is I make all of my guests sing, and then I have to try to harmonize with them because I want to start a family band with my child.
Oh, I do too.
But there's a big problem with this thing that I do is that I'm never very good at harmonizing on the spot. Oh,
I'm horrible harmonizing.
I think you're both a lot better than me.
Should we all three try?
Amanda joined in last time.
Do you do
time.
Acapella or do you want to...
Oh, yeah, you can get a guitar, but we'll name the song.
It should be a song that you know. Is it?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it's never worked so far.
Molly keeps putting herself through this, but every time you're so nervous doing it.
I know.
How about, do you know...
In the last episode, I did a harmonizing tutorial. I did.
You did.
Yeah, I cut it in there.
Do you know You Ain't Going Nowhere by... Well, it's a Dylan song, but the Birds version?
I don't know the Birds version.
Well, it's basically the same.
Okay, I can probably harmonize that song. I don't know if I can harmonize, but I'll try. Fuck, wait. Hold on. I have, according to this harmonizing tutorial, you need to start with the first note, which is what? Like, how does it, clouds so swift? It starts with?
Clouds so swift.
Okay, hold on. Clouds, one, two, three.
Clouds so swift, the rain won't lift. The gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time.
Shit, I lost it.
You ain't going nowhere.
Come on, hold on.
That sounded, I don't know.
Great, Molly.
Okay, start again.
I don't know nothing about music, but that sounded good to me.
Clouds so swift. Wait, all right.
Hold on. Stop. Oh man, okay, I'm shaking.
Molly, take a breath.
If you get this note perfect, you can have my sperm.
Oh my god. Okay. Wait, give me the note again. Clouds.
Oh, why are you, you're shushing me and telling me to give the note.
Sorry. I'm really freaking out.
Clouds. Clouds so swift.
Clouds.
5, 6.
Wait, no. I don't have the harmony. I don't.
Clouds so clouds. Swift.
Hold on. Clouds, 1, 2, 3.
5, 6, 7, 8. Clouds so swift. The rain won't lift. The gates won't close. The railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh, wee. Ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oof. Oh Lord, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
My voice is quivering.
Down in the easy chair. Down in the easy chair. Down, down the easy. Down in the easy chair.
I think that sounded great.
That's pretty good. Wow, that harmonizing tutorial really helped.
What is your tutorial? Yeah, it sounded great. What's the tutorial?
Just a harmonizing tutorial, a random one I found on the internet.
But how's it go? Is it too long?
It just says, oh,
I'm not good at harmonizing at all.
It just said, I didn't know that harmonies actually had a structure, that it's they're called parallel harmonies.
Like the third and the fifth, you mean?
Yeah, but that it just basically, it follows the melody. It's just two notes above, basically. Yeah, yeah. And I never knew that.
Like the graph is the same if you just split it and write
it. And not all, that's just parallel harmonies, right. But that's the one that you hear in most stuff. Yeah. But I only know that harmony, I think, because my ex-boyfriend used to sing that song a lot.
Oh.
But really, my voice was quivering. I was so scared.
You did a good job,
baby.
Oh, my
God. It was I wasn't breathing. I was shallow. I think I'm still shaking.
Wow.
Panic attack.
Oh, my God. My armpits are sweating.
Oh, my God.
Do you smell bad?
Do I smell bad?
Do you sweat a lot?
He doesn't really sweat that
much.
No,
I sweat my hands and my feet, but my body doesn't, sweat that much. Yeah.
That's a man thing.
Yeah.
Stinky feet.
Yeah.
But the rest of you smells great.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, I'll just take Amanda's word for it. I don't want to smell you. But, pheromones and stuff like that.
Does that matter, though, with
pheromones
sperm?
Have contain
major the major histocompatibility complex shows something. I can't say. I did a whole bit on this in my.
I see. You're attracted to people that biologically you're a good match with. Okay, Molly is going over the match. You're going to smell him.
I haven't had a shower for a day.
I smell nothing. Although. A little bit good. Wait, a little let me good. Smell? I did not smell like anything, but goodness. Well, smell the other armpit. That's the one I smelled.
Oh, it smells good.
I mean, I'm literally having don't smell me because I am having anxiety sweats right now because of that song.
Yeah, I smell horrible just because.
Just because?
Just because I do.
All right. Well, we could talk for hours and we probably will, but let's.
Should we get on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
Your interest in donating sperm? Be honest.
5. Because it would depend. It's like a 50-50 sort of thing. It would depend on our circumstance.
Yeah.
So, like, if our circumstances all worked out right, then I'd have a higher interest. But if ours didn't, then I'd have a lower interest.
And by circumstance, you mean us having a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, so is that a deal breaker that we have to have one first?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Unless we found out that we weren't going to be able to have kids.
And then it might be fun to let Molly have it.
Yeah.
And then I'd let you guys be, like, co-parents with me.
Yeah.
But that'd be fun.
No sabotaging Amanda's uterus. I see that look in your eye.
I dare you to try. I don't frankly know if I even have one.
A uterus?
Yeah.
You get your period?
Yes.
You get bloated?
I did find a uterus in the closet the other day.
Oh. What'd you say?
I found a uterus in the closet the other day.
Oh, you did?
I definitely get bloated.
I might diet, have a uterus.
Though. That's not. It's too many vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be worse when I was a vegetarian.
Hmm. Stop trying to get my listeners to eat meat.
I'm not. I'm just saying I had really bad bloat. So yeah,
I'm a big meat eater. How do you feel about that?
That's fine.
Yeah. I don't try to eat much.
Now, I don't
meat,
know. When I have my kid, now, I don't eat meat, but I do eat fish. So that's meat. And right now I do eat dairy. I wish I was vegan, but I'm not. I haven't been for 6 or 7, 8 years.
I tried.
But what do you think about a kid?
Not much red meat, but I love meat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that I mean, it might be your body.
Red meat. Yeah. Yeah.
But what do you think about a mom raising a kid as a vegetarian?
I don't have a huge issue with that.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably do that. And if the kid wanted to eat meat eventually, I'd be like, yeah, well, we'll see how you feel in a little while.
Yeah. I think that's totally
fair. You're welcome
fair.
To make a choice. But that kid would definitely have a love of animals and a love of the environment.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Play us out, Matt.
Ooh wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna
Hey, Amanda's
fly.
Doing it, you guys.
Oh Lord, we gotta fly down in the easy chair.
What if we have a baby and you're just a live-in nanny?
I like that idea.
And you can like spend as much time with the kid as you want. Sperm. She
knocked on the door. We did it. It's over. Okay, Matt Gourley, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. Listeners, if you want to hear some of Matt's other podcast work, you can listen to him on James Bonding, on I Was There Too, and Super Ego, and Pistol Shrimps Radio, and Amanda Lund. Thank you, as always. Listeners, I hope you're listening to her podcast, The Big Ones. I'll link everything in the episode description. And thank you to all my Twitter and Instagram followers for giving me such great questions to ask Amanda and Matt. Oh, and guess what, you guys? I got some new Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much, Clara Morris, Luke Hallberg, Abigail, Bill Paulson, and Devin Gustafson. We are at $98.50, you guys. Only $1.50 to go to get to 100, which is not even close to what I want to be getting, but it's still something, and I'm so appreciative, and I love it. Thank you so much. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with everybody you know on the planet. If you want to email me, you can reach me at spermcast@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail at 323-741-1818. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Spermcast. And I really think that's about it. So have a great day. Love you. Bye.
He could be bald and bearded, shorter or tall, funny, smart, love basketball, from gay to straight, black to white, tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need sperm. Spermcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.